Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Friday, April the 5th. Firstly, in Pakistan, former president and Pakistan People's Party's co-chairman Asif Ali Zardari accused the government of trying to roll back the 18th Amendment of the Constitution and targeting the opposition parties with corruption charges. He was speaking at a rally on the 40th death anniversary of Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, who was sentenced to death and hanged by the military government in 1979. He said it is time to march towards Islamabad and oust the government. He said that if the Prime Minister does not have funds and if he cannot collect funds through the Federal Board of Reserve, then he should leave. Between the political parties have been rising with multiple corruption charges against the opposition party leaders. Tensions can potentially trigger nationwide unrest if the protests by the opposition parties gain traction across the country. In Bangladesh, into its third day, the protests by the jute mill workers turned violent yesterday, leaving more than 16 people injured in Khulna district. Workers from major mills, including Crescent Platinum, Khalis 4, Dulatpur, Star, Eastern and Alim Jute Mills held protests to press home their 9-point demand, which includes clearing their arrears, clearing gratuity and insurance payments of retired workers and regularizing temporary workers. Jute mill workers also blocked roads and railways in different parts of the country during their demonstrations. Clients are advised to steer clear of all protests and political activities in the country. Also in Bangladesh, the United States Embassy in Dhaka has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh. The United States Embassy has cautioned that in light of calls for revenge in the wake of the March 15th terrorist attack against two mosques in New Zealand, U.S. citizens should exercise heightened awareness of ongoing threat posed by transnational terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. The update comes about a month after the attack. None of the other Five Eyes countries, including the UK, Canada, New Zealand and Australia, have issued a similar alert. Clients are advised to note the updated advisory from the U.S. Embassy and employ caution while traveling in Bangladesh. In India, the government of Jammu and Kashmir has announced that civilian traffic will be banned on the Baramulla-Jammu highway twice weekly to facilitate movement of security forces and their convoy. A government spokesman said no civilian traffic movement will be allowed along the highway on Sundays and Wednesdays between 4 a.m. and 5 p.m., keeping in view the large movement of security forces on the national highway during the parliamentary election. Associated possibility of Fidayeen terror attack on security forces. The restriction will remain in force till May the 31st. The decision has been taken after a February 14 terror attack on a paramilitary convoy at Pulwama along the highway, which left 4 security personnel dead and several others wounded. The spokesperson said that another possible Fidayeen attack under the security convoy at Banihal took place on March 30th but was foiled by the security forces. Security in the state has continued to deteriorate since the suicide attack, and cross-border shelling and firing continues along the line of control with Pakistan. Clients are advised to avoid all non-essential travel to Jammu and Kashmir. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about the unique value of our East Asia Pacific and South Asia Operational Risk Management Regional Assistance Membership Packages.